Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Blind Bargains and back with Eitan Isaacson, a developer for GNOME, and bringing him back to Blind Bargains to talk about a completely new version of GNOME version 3. Eitan, welcome back to Blind Bargains.
Hey, hello.
So you are saying that version 3 of GNOME is a complete redesign. So what does that mean?
We reworked the shell. So if previously our metaphors were a desktop and it looked pretty much like Windows 95, visually and also, on the interface end. Right now, we really thought things over, and it looks completely different.
Okay.
The design right now is pretty much optimized for getting to what you need as quickly as possible, so clicking the Windows key, and then just typing in what you want, if it's a document, application, or open window, will get you there immediately.
Okay.
And it's been a very, very long design process where we also integrated accessibility into the processes pretty well. So doesn't matter if you do or don't need any of the features, there's an accessibility icon on the screen that when you click it, you'll get to all the different accessibility features that are all built into GNOME.
Sure.
It's magnifier, all the different high contrast themes, a screen reader, Orca, on-screen keyboard, dwell clicking, everything that anybody would pretty much need.
Sure. There always seems to be, at least, maybe not a learning curve, but a bit of a stigma before, people who are used to Windows their whole life. What would you recommend for someone new who wants to maybe try out something a little bit different as a good first step?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, the learning curve, I think, for sighted users is not as big.
Mm-hmm.
The interface is extremely clean and simple, and it just got better. For blind users, it's always going to be an issue because, just like JAWS, Orca does have a lot of keyboard gestures, and it does take, a bit of getting used to, so the curve is always going to be there. But I do know that a lot of people, when they do start using a free screen reader, if it's Orca or even if it's NVDA and Windows, it's really hard to go back to the commercial alternatives.
Sure. What do you feel are some of the advantages of using GNOME over Windows or other operating systems?
You're just not locked in. It's all free, and freedom in this case means accessibility. You're free to choose the applications you want. You're free to modify them. You're free to customize them in a way that is comfortable to you. So that's really what you get from open source.
Sure. Is a blind user given a new computer, are they able to do the installation and set up without sighted assistance? Or?
Yes. It depends what distribution you're using. There are a lot of different companies and organizations that distribute Linux and GNOME on top of it. For example, Ubuntu, you definitely could do a completely unassisted install. So I can't think of any other distributions right now off the top of my head that do that. I think also Red Hat is pretty much, you could do it with this, it'll start up a screen reader relatively early.
How does this relate, and forgive the novices of the question, but some confusion with Linux, and even myself included. Some of the lower-end netbooks will include some form of Linux, and there's other, distributions available. How does this fit into all of that, or is it possible to run this on, say, like a netbook?
Yeah, completely. Linux, GNOME, and all of those pieces have really been successful on the netbook market. Not all of them are accessible, per se. A lot of companies, a lot of OEMs will invent their own UIs, and they're not always going to think on the accessibility front. But if you run an unmodified version of GNOME, which you'll find in all major distributions, you're pretty much set. That's for sure.
Right, and you essentially could wipe what came with your netbook and just start over.
Yeah, it's if you see a netbook that comes with Linux, at least
Usually they say new Linux, I think, is a lot of them come with, or I guess it depends.
GNU Linux?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, GNU Linux is what all distributions have. That's basically the core,
right,
the core.
Okay.
But when you do see a netbook that's shipped with Linux, I would buy it, even if you're not going to be using what they're shipping it with, because you could always wipe it and install your own version, and what you get is that netbook will support everything that you know, all the hardware will be 100% supported. So that's right. An important.
Right, so essentially saying if the netbook, if the manufacturer offers a version with Linux, you know they've taken the time to get the drivers to work.
Yeah, and you also don't have to pay the Microsoft tax, which is, right. always nice. And you let those OEMs know, those hardware manufacturers know that there is a demand for Linux, and that's important too.
Sure. How is the support for Braille and some of the newer Braille displays?
That's a very good question. I've never owned my own Braille display, so
right.
I can't tell you.
Right. I do believe some of the Linux distributions have Braille support. So
yeah, there's Braille TTY, and mm-hmm. you know, as far as I know, I mean, Braille is not rocket science. I'm pretty sure that yep. I mean, Braille devices are not rocket science. I'm pretty sure that all sure. modern Braille displays will work with Linux.
Sure, absolutely.
It's pretty much like if you think about it, you know, when you attach a USB mouse, you just expect it to work, or a USB keyboard. There's right. never any expectation of it not to work.
Right.
There used to be a day when you wouldn't know if a webcam would work necessarily if you connected right. it, and that's just not the case anymore.
Right. Most of your modern technologies, and a lot more manufacturers now are paying attention.
Right.
To making sure that there is Linux support.
Right. And to be honest, there's just a lot less choice out there. At the end of the day, under the cover, a lot of them are the same thing.
Sure. Okay. If someone wants to get started with all of this, or you know, between GNOME and there's that Vinix distribution and all the other things that are available, where do they start, or how do they sort all this out?
I think he spells it out. If you're vision impaired or blind, I would definitely go with Vinix. It's there for exactly that reason, and you're always going to know that you're going to get a smooth start with it. Just like I would recommend Ubuntu for a user who's never touched Linux before, I would recommend Vinix. If you're a screen reader.
So you're associated, or not associated with, but there is some sort of association between the two, or how does that work?
Nope, not at all. I'm mentioning them purely because they really are the most user-friendly distribution at this point.
Gotcha.
But they're all really easy to install.
Right. It's also the type of thing that's definitely not a one size fits all solution. And you know, for people who want to use the GNOME desktop, it's you know good to know that there is accessibility available.
Yeah,
absolutely. If people want to get more information and perhaps other, I'm not sure if there's demos out there or podcasts they can listen to, or for more information, or where might they go to get that?
Absolutely. Right now, if you go to gnome3.org, you'll get an idea of all the different new stuff that we're having in the next release. There should be some videos and screencasts there. I'm not sure. There's planet.gnome.org, which
okay.
is a really good resource. You get to see all the main developers, or when they blog, it gets aggregated there, so it's a really good place to
okay.
See what's going on and what's new.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much for the updates, and I'm always glad to see the commitment to accessibility from mainstream companies.
Yeah, thanks, Jason.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.